You are listening to the Majestic Music Podcast. I am your host, Pastor Rob Taylor, and I would like to welcome you to this program. Psalm 118, verse 15 states, "The sounds of rejoicing and salvation are in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord is exalted." The purpose of the Majestic Music Podcast is to share the love of sacred music, classical hymns, choral, and sacred instrumental music. It is my hope that you will both enjoy and be encouraged through this program. So relax and enjoy the Majestic Music Podcast.
Thank you. He hath loved me dearly.
Well, we just heard Hark, I Hear the Harps Eternal by the Gloria de Cantores from their 2001 Appalachian Sketches CD. And before that, we heard Voices Raised to You We Offer by the Cleveland Lutheran Acapella Choir, recorded in 1996. And before that was What God Ordains is Right by the St. Paul Westlake Choir Radio Singers, recorded in 1997 at St. Paul Lutheran Church, Westlake, Ohio. And before that, to begin this set, was Medieval Entrada by the Lee Scott Singers, conducted by Lee Scott, from their 1996 The Glory of Christ CD. Well, hello and God's grace and peace to you. I'm Pastor Rob Taylor, and I'd like to welcome you to this episode. We are in the long Pentecost season, just at the beginning here, and the music for the Pentecost will feature great hymns and sacred instrumental selections. Well, I'm all settled in here near Myrtle Beach and started my new pastorate at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church in Conway, South Carolina. As you can imagine, there is a lot of adjustment in moving across the states. Well, the state name may change and the town's name may change, and the name on the church may change, but God's Word and our need for God's Word does not. Speaking of God's Word, let's continue with the appointed psalm for this Sunday, which is Psalm 119, 65 through 72. You have dealt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I believe in your commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes. The insolent smear me with lies, but with my whole heart I keep your precepts. Their feet is unfeeling like fat, but I delight in your law. It is good for me that I was afflicted, that I might learn your statutes. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces. Here ends the reading. Let's continue on with God's Word is Our Great Heritage by the Concordia Seminary Lutheran Hour Chorus from their 2000 Jubilee CD.
God's Word. Through life is done.
Well, we just heard Now Thank We All Our God by the St. Paul's Lutheran Church Singers, Fort Wayne, Indiana, from their 1997 And My Mouth Will Declare Your Praise CD. Before that, we heard Voluntary on the Old 100th by Andrew Lumsden, from his Organ of Westminster Abbey CD. And before that was God's Word is Our Great Heritage by the Concordia Seminary Lutheran Hour Chorus from their 2000 Jubilee CD. A reading from St. Matthew, the 9th chapter, verses 9 through 13. Jesus calls Matthew. As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at a tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he rose and followed him. And as Jesus reclined at table in the house, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and were reclining with Jesus and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when he heard it, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, for I came to call not the righteous, but the sinners." Here ends the reading. And parents imagine all sorts of jobs and occupations they wish for their children. What will my child be when they grow up? And I'm sure it was no different for Matthew's parents. And I'm sure they felt disappointment when their son turned out to be a publican, that is, a tax collector for the Romans. Matthew's Jewish birth name was Levi. His parents, however, probably had a funeral for their son the day he took the job as tax collector. Out of anything a man could be back in those days, a tax collector in Israel at the time of the Roman occupation was the worst. This is because tax collectors were hated in their society because of their job. They took from their fellow countrymen and gave the money to the Romans to pay for the troops occupying their land. They had a quota of taxes to fill, and anything extra they could get from the people was pure commission. This led to a lot of corruption. Tax collectors were unwelcomed in the synagogue and temple because the people hated them. They were lumped in with thieves, murderers, sinners, and scum of the earth. Matthew was probably the most unlikely disciple for Jesus to call. But as we see in this reading, however, that Jesus is no respecter of someone's reputation or occupation, past or present, when he calls them to be a disciple of his. It must be that Jesus knew that who they were at the moment he called them would be a distant memory, a mere shadow of who they would become after being discipled by Jesus. These men would be totally different, changed, transformed in the process of discipleship into the person the Lord wanted them to be in service to the kingdom of heaven. Even someone as bad as a tax collector can be transformed into a disciple of Jesus. Even Andrew, Peter, James, and John were all illiterate fishermen. But Jesus called them as his disciples, and they became fishers of men. There is an important lesson in here for us. And that is, no matter what we may be employed in, or retired from for that matter, in the kingdom of God, we each have a primary vocation we are called to above all others, and that is to follow Jesus the Master first in our lives. This is our primary occupation and our most important pursuit in life. From this call of Jesus comes all other callings, vocations, and jobs in life. As Psalm 37 verse 5 says, "Commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him, and He will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun." As a side note, Matthew had one thing the other disciples did not, and that is a pen. From his job as tax collector, he learned to use a pen. And from that pen, plus discipleship and following Jesus, look at how his life turned out. From a hated and despised tax collector, sinner, to disciple of Jesus, to missionary, to Ethiopia and Persia, writer of the first gospel that has literally changed the world. Billions have read his gospel, made the same commitment, and entered the kingdom of heaven. No matter what job Matthew wanted in life, he did not realize his true potential and fulfill God's will for his life until he answered the call of Jesus to follow him, and walked in that call day by day in the company of other disciples. For my own life, I have found this to be so very true as well. Amen. Let's listen to an older recording that I have. I came in possession of an album by the Panharmonic Musical Education Society. It's called "Lead On, O King Eternal," from their 1959 Songs of Faith, Prayers, and Hymns album.
Lead on, O King Eternal.
Well, we just heard My Shepherd Will Supply My Need by the Lycoming College Choir from a 2005 recording of selections from the Lycoming Choir. Before that, we heard Gently, Lord, O Gently Lead Us by the Concordia Seminary Chorus from their 1996 Agnus Dei CD. And before that was Lead On, O King Eternal, by the Panharmonic Musical Education Society from the 1959 Songs of Faith, Prayers, and Hymns album. Well, that is all the time we have. Until next time, God's blessings to you. Well, that's all the time we have for this program. You have been listening to the Majestic Music Podcast with your host, Pastor Rob Taylor. I hope you have enjoyed the program and that it has been a blessing to you in your spiritual walk with the Lord. If you would like to contact me or submit a piece of sacred or choral music for consideration, you can do so at pastor.taylor@yahoo.com. If you like this program, click on the subscribe button so you won't miss another. Until next time, I wish for you the peace of the Lord that passes all understanding. This is the Majestic Music Podcast. Thank you for listening. God's blessings to you.